Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena.Ryan. This is episode 99. What to do when interest rates go up again? I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Seriously. I can't believe interest rates are going up again. And they are forecasting to go up again, again, and again. Yes, another three times, apparently. Depending on who you believe. I feel exhausted, drained, and frustrated. I'm not here to invite you to my pity party, and I promise I won't stay in this pity party for long, but I want to share my frustration and my exhaustion about it. We were told 12 months ago, oh yes, well, the interest rates won't move up for a while. Maybe 2024, if you're lucky. And then it got revised. And it kept getting revised and revised and revised. And yes, I do feel like I'm in a bad version of Groundhog Day. These things, while frustrating, I could sit here and talk about it for another 20 minutes. But will that help you or me or anyone who's currently going through the challenges of mortgages and interest rates going up? And the simple answer is no, it won't. So yes, I am frustrated and angry and exhausted by it. But when I started this podcast 99 episodes ago, that was the last thing on my mind, worrying about interest rates. I was in the depths of debt and embarrassment and shame because of my financial situation. I wasn't looking outside of myself for the solution. I was looking inside at me. And listening to this podcast, I don't expect you to find the solution here with me. Rather, I share my learned experience to help you consider what you are possible and capable of doing and getting access to resources. Because I can say to you, you don't have to have all the answers. But if you can have the confidence to question those giving you the advice, and if you can have the consideration to look at your own circumstances and go, what could I do? And be willing to make changes and adapt to change your situation, then there are options available. And when we can stop and question ourselves and question what's available and even know what's available, then we can find out what's possible. And that's the beautiful thing about this podcast. I don't presume to be the expert. I'm not. But I am someone who has lived through getting themselves out of debt and changing their financial circumstances. And I think it's important we get to hear from multiple people sharing more of their experiences so we can understand we're not alone. And it's not a bad thing. It's a factual thing to share. And it is possible to change our situation. But we have to be willing to want the change and be able to look at things through our own lens of experience and know that it's not a one-size-fits-all. This is episode 99. And for me, if you've listened to the last couple of episodes, I'm quite excited because I'm transitioning from sharing my lived experience to interviewing others about their experiences so I can bring more stories to light. Money stories are really important to be shared to remove that stigma and to provide hope that there are ways and means to do better with what we have. It's not always about earning more. That's an overly simplistic way of looking at things. It's looking at how we can make do with what we have to have the life we want and know that it's not just one thing that's going to make a difference. It can be multiple things and it will always depend on our circumstances. I was contemplating what else to put in this episode because we're at episode 99. Episode 100 will be the last episode in this format. Episode 101 will be in the revised format where I'm going to be interviewing others. So if you have an interesting money story to share, I strongly encourage you to click on the link in the show notes and fill out the form. I'd love to interview you and showcase you on the show. I want to hear from people from all kinds of walks of life and really sharing a story about how you've overcome a challenge with getting better with your money to be able to have the quality of life that you want. And the thing is, the quality of life that you want can be different to someone else, and that's the beauty of it. It's dependent on what we want. There's no one way to live your life and be happy. And I love being able to share different ways that that can happen. We're at episode 99. I want to interview lots of people and get lots of points of view and different stories. So I look forward to hearing from you. Click on that link. And while I'm here, episode 99, slightly different, but still nevertheless important. There's this song. I'm getting excited. Do you ever find your words can come out all mixed in your head because your mouth is running away from your brain and your brain's trying to catch up, or your mouth is trying to catch up? In my case, I'm so excited because I want to talk about, there was this amazing song, it's 99 Problems, but the bitch ain't one. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that online. Oi! I've said it out loud now, haven't I? It's meant to be good, about a healthy relationship and saying that their significant other wasn't the problem, but there were 99 other problems. And when I was going to record episode 99, of all the things, this song popped into my head. And I am in a very beautiful relationship. I have a great partner and life is good in that aspect. And I'm grateful for that because money could have easily made our relationship much harder than it needed to be. That is a side note. I was going to put 99 problems in this episode. And I got to 33 learnings. So not so much problems, but when I started this podcast, I had countless problems because I was obsessed with the stress of not having money or feeling like I was missing out because I didn't have things organized enough. And the one thing I'm grateful for was the bravery to record that very first episode. If you haven't already listened to episode one, go back and have a listen to it. I've listened to it this week and it's very revealing. Yes, the production was pretty terrible. My sound was terrible. I was shaking in my boots. But I recorded it anyway, and I am so grateful I did because I start to see the importance of documenting your journey when you are going through a transformation. And if you're at that point now, record yourself. If you don't want to publish it somewhere, fine. No need to, really. But even if it's purely for you as your own audience, I started this podcast and put it public for accountability. I knew if I was accountable globally, knowing that anyone could listen to something that I publicly published, then I would hold myself more accountable. And it has worked because I've been able to thrive in life and business because of doing that. And I'm grateful for that. So my 33 things since recording this podcast, I didn't get to 99, but I did get to 33. I'm going to read them out and I'd love you to let me know what you think is your favorite. Please don't hesitate to connect with me in my contact details in the show notes and let me know. I love to hear from people and I've been very humbled over these last 99 episodes of the people who have reached out to me. This podcast has done so much for me and I can't stop saying I'm grateful because I truly am. Number one, done is better. Yeah, this podcast is messy. Yep. It isn't always produced very well, but I'm publishing it because done is better. And that has taught me so much, not just about this podcast, but about other things. If we don't do anything, we don't move anywhere. Getting it done means you have an opportunity to do better. And getting it done means you can move forward and you can always course correct. Tell people. telling people, me recording that podcast, starting, has meant that I have lifted my own shame and made it dissolve. I used to be so petrified to even share it into my socials because I was afraid what people in business would think. The incredible thing is, it has opened so many more doors for me to be able to be a part of amazing collaborations and opportunities, and I can breathe a sigh of relief. It's amazing, and unfortunately, so many people hide their circumstances and they carry around this weighted stress of what is going on with them. I am still and continue to be on this mission to help people ease that mental burden so they feel they're not alone and we can all do better together. Don't tell people if you don't want to. Now, I know that goes completely against what I just said, but the point is, sometimes I have edited podcasts and not shared everything. And some weeks I haven't published at all. There was a time there where I got sick and I realized my life was more important than the podcast. So there is a gap in when I did weekly episodes. Be okay with that and know that you can do better the next day. And there's nothing wrong with you changing your circumstances to suit you. Your health is number one. Give yourself a chance. Often we can make decisions for other people. And by doing that, by not publishing, means that we've already made the decision for someone else not to like things. I have learned through doing that sometimes I just need to give people the information to allow them to make their own decision. It's messy. If I haven't already made that clear, it is messy. When we're dealing with money, and I've learned along the way, trauma, and yes, it's a form of trauma when I've struggled with money and debt, it can be complicated and you can forget things and you often want to hide things so then you don't remember how bad it was and there are gaps. You don't mean there for to be gaps, but it is a way of self-preservation. Messy money conversations should be normalized, in my opinion. And that's what I'm here for. It's why I've kept publishing even when I realized how messy this podcast was, because truth at the heart of it was I was struggling to admit to myself how hard it was, let alone put it out publicly. And it's okay if it's messy. It is, truly. There are ways to get support, and I will put in the show notes as well, because what I've discovered along the way is how many places you can go to for help. And I didn't realize that when I started, and I'm grateful to know about them now. Priorities matter. And yes, these things are separate but connected. Health would be a number one priority for me. Making money is also a number one priority for me. And I don't make anything out of this podcast directly. I do have a day job. And the important thing for me is at times, if there are things that have been put on a break, it has been because I've needed to prioritize my health and earning an income, ironically, to service my debt and also look after my family. And being okay with that is important. Your story matters. People will criticize you. They'll tell you not to do things. I've learned along the way, everyone's story, no matter which way it is said and how it is said, you own your own story. And the more people who share their stories when they're ready to, give others the permission to do so and to own them themselves. And the power in that means that we can collectively heal and do better. Our well-being is paramount. Nothing changes if you don't. That's the thing, right? Sometimes it's little changes. Things like buying a dollar coffee from the 7-Eleven will make a difference if you discover that you like the coffee, like I did. That has meant a simple act of buying a dollar coffee and discovering I liked it, as opposed to spending $4.50 on that coffee, meant that $3.50 was back in my pocket. And that was a catalyst for positive reinforcement that I could save money and still have enjoyment. And if I did that more than once, it could give me the opportunity of rewriting my future. Is it one coffee and that one swap making a big difference? Only once? No. Multiple times? Absolutely adds up. Ooh, be better. Every time that you do things, it becomes an opportunity to be better. It is a beautiful thing, and allow yourself that. Give yourself the grace to know that when you first start, it'll be clunky, it'll be messy, it'll be awkward. Sometimes you'll still make mistakes again, but you can be better. So practice. Practice, 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 and have fun along the way, because if we're having fun and we treat it as practice as opposed to obligation, we'll enjoy it and more likely to stick at it. You will grow in the process. I feel I've found my voice. I am more confident in talking about money. Am I a money expert? No, but I'm a lived experience expert. I live my life and I share that lived experience. And that's a beautiful thing to own that. And sharing, oh my goodness, you will find it motivating. Well, I have in my case. And it means that others have the opportunity to be motivated by you, which is a beautiful thing too. When I see those light bulbs and I see those people who are motivated to take action with their own circumstances, to ask questions of the people that are the financial experts they're surrounded by, it is amazing, because it's not me telling them what to do, it's seeing them gain the confidence to own what they want to do. Fear will be a constant. I still have it 99 episodes later, but I'm doing it anyway, embracing it for what it is. It is something where I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone to enable myself the opportunity of change. Is there a guarantee things will work? No. Is there an opportunity for me to grow through fear? Yes. I'm stretched. That's it. I feel like one of those stretchy, like dough when they're making bread. being stretched out and back in. I don't always want to be outside my comfort zone, but days like this when I'm recording an episode of a podcast, I'm being stretched. And it means I have an opportunity to do better. And it's a good thing. Stretching is good. And not always being out of my comfort zone is good too. Knowing it's okay to not do it all the time and you'll still do better. Confidence comes. You can feel it. You can see it. Hopefully you can hear it in my voice right now. It comes. And that's where I gain the unexpected opportunities to do better. And this is, if you can see me on video right now, why I can't stop smiling. Is it easy? No, but it's given me the opportunity of creating the life I want, and that is awesome. Wow, okay. Life will happen. Yep, I'm talking about all the amazing stuff, and then the thud comes, and I go, oh, hang on a minute. I get thrown curveballs. Kind of like where I started in this episode of interest rates going up yet again and again and again and again and again. 9 times now, and we're expecting another 3 more. Insane. But rather than focus on that, I'm more determined than ever to find creative solutions. And it's unexpected things, like my backyard garden with the fruit and veg is getting a revival. It seriously is. I am being intentional about getting my watering can out and watering it and making sure it's getting the right fertilizer, and our chickens, I'm making sure I'm using their chook poo for the fertilizer, and I'm making sure that we have this opportunity of a harvest from our backyard, which means I'm not spending as much money on the astronomically expensive fruit and vegetables at the market. And it means I'm making sure I do go to the supermarket rather than shopping online and paying an extra 30% for the convenience of shopping online so I can find the specials when I go in store. It means I am looking for opportunities to do better with what I have. And I'm turning it into a game of fun instead of stressing about what I don't have. Is it the perfect solution? That's not the point. I am looking for ways to make it easier on myself so that I can preserve my own mental well-being and not just be so focused on what I don't have. I'm looking for ways to do better. And so far, so good. Yes, 7-Eleven is back on my radar, and it was off my radar for a while. So it's me giving myself a reality hit. 7-Eleven coffee, incidentally, now, the small coffee in Australia here is now $1.50 instead of a dollar. And, well, it's actually $2. But if I take my own reusable coffee cup, I save 50 cents. So it becomes $1.50. So then I make a point of having my reusable coffee cups in the car to make sure I get $1.50 coffee instead of buying the $4.50 coffee. It's being kind to myself, having fun with it, and seeing the opportunities that I have. And no, it's not easy. I'm first to admit it. I am getting really pedantic about the brands when I do the grocery shop as well. In fact, I don't care what brand it is right now. I'm just going for the cheapest on sale. And there are still plenty of specials if I stop being precious about making sure I get certain brands. We need food at the end of the day. And the kids, the good thing is they're pretty active, so they get really hungry, so they'll just eat what I put in front of them if they're hungry. So then the side benefit is I make sure that we are going to the park and we are running around in the backyard to make them hungry so they're not whinging about the food they're getting fed. It's about keeping it real. And yes, I am back to using a lot more mince and cooking creatively with it. And you can do that. It works. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about how perfect the vegetables are because they're getting shredded to be put in with the mince. Then the kids don't complain they're getting the vegetables because they're hidden in the mince. So it actually becomes kind of a win. Get the cheaper vegetables, don't care what they look like, shred them up, stick them in with the mince. And it's amazing what minced garlic and minced ginger can do with the mince to add flavour, with a tin of chopped tomatoes, or popping it in with some gravy stock and making it into a pie with pastry. There's so many different ways I can actually cook up mince. If you've got a favourite mince recipe, I'm all ears because I'm always looking for ways to try it differently. So, it's okay. You can take a break. Life will happen. Change is good. That's the cool thing, right? I'm learning that if I was still sticking to the same way of doing things the whole time, then I'd be more panicked about whether we had enough money for the groceries. But I am looking for the cheaper cuts of meat. I am looking for the cheaper vegetables. I am growing them more in the backyard. And I'm not being afraid to have hard money conversations. It's worth calling the bank and finding out if we can get the best interest rate with the mortgage. And we did that going back, I'm going to say it's about 2 months ago now, approximately. And we got a 1.58% discount on the mortgage purely because it was an opportunity to ask and say we're considering shopping around for a better rate. And it worked. I can't guarantee it'll work for anyone else, but it doesn't hurt to get the practice in of having the hard money conversations. Be you is one of my biggest tips. The more you can focus on what you want rather than what other people tell you what you want and then look at ways to get that, it means you have an opportunity to focus on something and have that lens on which to say yes or no to things and adapt what you're doing to achieve those goals. The hardest thing is I've found it's when I haven't been clear what I wanted, then I'm more likely to spend more. Then I'm more likely to not get the right advice. And then I'm more likely to be going off in tangents and not get what I want. So spending time with your own thoughts, looking at what you want in your life, and then being able to go to financial experts and be clear, letting them know what you want, then you can find ways to get that. And that's been a big thing for me as well over these last couple of years and doing this podcast. So remember where you started? Like I've said a couple of times in this episode, go back and listen to episode one of this podcast if you haven't already done so, or if it's been a while since you have. You'll get to see how far I've come in my journey, and I'm looking forward to going on the next phase with you. Like I said, don't hesitate to share with me your story. Click on the link in the show notes. Fill out the form, and I hope to have you in the future as a guest on this podcast, or keep listening and you'll be inspired by the amazing stories that will be getting shared soon. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to sharing episode 100 with you next week.